fuck's going on here?
Tell the truth.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying a big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're back with some breaking news. Eddie Hearn, Matchroom Boxing, have acquired, well, I can't necessarily say Eddie Hearn, right? It's DAZN, but we were introduced to DAZN and DAZN Boxing by Eddie Hearn, this billion-dollar deal. The details are that today it's been released. Season 2 of the World Boxing Super Series will be exclusively live on DAZN in the U.S. So for us boxing fans and U.S. boxing fans, that's great news. Now, DAZN will be doing the 140-pound junior welterweight tournament as well as the super bantamweight tournament. And we'll get Season 2. So this is a step in the right direction. Eddie using that money wisely, casting a wide net. And this is what we'll be discussing. If this is something you're interested in, you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. We have a revolving panel of hosts, and we will be debating, discussing, and getting your thoughts on this topic. Let's head on out to some of those hosts in the UK.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me.
Why doesn't Wilder go down 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. World Boxing Super Series coming to America on DAZN. There's going to be a third weight class in the tournament to be announced still, but yeah, we'll discuss this. And, you know, streaming looking to be, you know, the popular choice or the choice in the direction, like, viewing boxing is going, seems to be the in thing. So we'll chop it up and talk about it and see what obviously Doomy's got to say.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, TBV, we back. And covering another little segment on what's going on with Eddie and all the things that he's doing, such as these deals with DAZN. And now the WBSS tournament moving in. It's sort of like Voltron, right? It's like DAZN's like got these 15 fights in the U.S., got the 16 fights in the U.K. Now you got another 15 set of fights coming in with the WBSS. So, hey, more boxing. And I think we're moving on to the future. This is the future. Stream.
It is the future as today another boxing promoter slash icon giant have crossed into the streaming. And I don't want to sound partial.
Old?
Not old. I don't want to sound partial, but I feel like those we will not mention or the details we will now give on this specific show, it might be off announcement the better avenue. Obviously, we'll have to release some of the information because it's competing streaming services. And as a boxing fan, you're in high demand. Understand that when you look in the mirror, You tell yourself, hey, I'm someone to be loved. These promoters want me and my money. DAZN wants 20. ESPN wants 5. And who knows? Well, actually, De La Hoya, his is free. And it might reach more people. There are actively more Facebook users in the world than any other social media platform that I am aware of. And Golden Boy Promotions has been able to strike their own streaming giant. I mean, we can't even call it a giant. Facebook is the hugest. It's what connects people internationally. So Facebook and Golden Boy will be streaming live fights from now on. And they've shown that they can extend an olive branch. They've extended that olive branch to Dying Company Main Events, whose only popular fighter that you may know or recall is Sergey Kovalev, depending on how hardcore that blood pumps, you know, Sullivan Barrera. But guys, yeah, everybody wants your money. Now, I seen you make a face, Rob, so I'll give you the floor first. I'm only going off reports and rumors, and you know that the zone's price has been, you know, retailed at $20.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I think it's July the 17th, the DAZN announcement with Eddie Hearn and the how it's going to roll out. And I think they're looking to come in under this 20, I think, just from little pieces I've read. I don't know whether the initial, when Eddie done the, you know, like the almost the teaser announcement and said about this deal, whether public opinion was sort of viewed upon and sort of looked at, and people like $20 now, nah, fuck that. I mean, you've even got people saying, I think Scorsese on his call earlier was like, for Manny Pacquiao, it was like, oh, it's on the ESPN Plus app, $5. Oh, fuck, you know, it's like even people worried about paying $5 for watching fights. So as much as the, you know, we'll find out how much the subscription is going to be. But look, this is the...
I mean, they say that the subscription is going to be at least a little lower than most pay-per-views. And, you know, in that scope of things, I mean, if the fans want to see more boxing, they're getting it. And they're getting it at a subscription price, which is going to be lower than a pay-per-view fight price. You know what I mean? You say you spend $60 on a fight. You know what I mean?
And yeah, but I mean, it's still a lot of, I mean, I guess you're right. If we spend that collectively and get all these apps in our pocket, maybe we're doing good. Maybe we're not. What I do want to give is information. I know that there is a building debate, an argument on whether or not this $1 billion belongs to Eddie. Is it a Matchroom and DAZN $1 billion deal? What exactly is going on? A lot of headlines out there. The way things were written at least gives the indication that Eddie has access to $1 billion. And I'd like to ask my panel that. Mike, I mean, you can at least get in with the one word answer. Mike won't be that bad, but yeah, Doomy, what do you think? Is this a $1 billion deal that essentially, if Eddie Hearn continues to put, you know, good events on like this, bringing the tournament, which would I think would attract some eyeballs, does he have access to that $1 billion, in your opinion? What is it that you've been able to gather?
I mean, him having access to the billion, I mean, obviously he does. I don't know how much he has to do with this WBSS, because we're still not, I guess, 100% sure if he has anything to do with it. But it looks like, I said before, it's like everything's forming. Everything's... I mean, for DAZN at least, you know, all these now you have all these boxing events going on, and it's just more views, higher ratings, and yeah, I mean, I see him doing a lot more as the DAZN app, you know, comes to fruition with the boxing in it. I mean, I know a couple of people are probably, you know, worrying about seeing dart games and soccer games and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, app will be built just like any other app, and it'll have, you know, boxing, NFL icons, so you could go straight to your boxing. So
yeah, it's I don't think it the World Boxing Super Series is part of the billion. I think the $1 billion is for Matchroom USA, and as apparently that's like an 8-year deal, or it's it's four and then an optional two or whatever it is. This World Boxing Super Series is extra content, I believe, that DAZN have got for their rollout there for their streaming service. So that's how I look at it, and that's my opinion of it. Eddie, I think, is just kind of being at the moment like DAZN's like boxing front man. He's out there saying, "Oh, and there's extra content coming. I know you guys are going to be excited about." He's as if like just pitching it out there to everyone, and like the face of DAZN boxing at the moment before it launches. That's how I see it. Like some like middleman, as you call him, the car salesman, the fast car, fast talking, fast car ready.
Now,
I do believe that the billion-dollar deal is a matchroom boxing deal only, and the reason I say that is because when they had the rollout, it wasn't like they were promoting anything else but Eddie Hearn and his fighters. So, and they wanted to bring that to America, and they found a way to do that with DAZN. Now. What's going to be the big thing is if DAZN can get Anthony Joshua on that network, how many views does it bring DAZN?
Well, this is it. I mean, I'm thinking as part of it that because I believe the first boxing card that was mentioned was going to be September 22nd. And if you go on things like BoxRec, Katie Taylor was down to box in New York on September the 22nd. Now, that to me suggests that the first American card on DAZN is going to get bumped, and the first card for DAZN will be one of the UK fights streamed to America will be Joshua Povetkin, maybe.
So here go the real facts. What's really happening? Fast Car Eddie is Fast Car. He's always in a sports car. When you drive fast, you got to talk fast. When you talk fast, you got to live that fast life. So the easiest way to draw attention is what, guys? Come on, help me out here. What's the easiest way to get the average viewer watching you? I'll give you the first clue. Sex. What's the second one that gets everybody watching? They say sex sells. What else sells? Come on, guys. It's not that hard. Money. Money. Every time someone says 50 million, we're paying attention. Broner says 50 million, we're paying attention. LeBron signs whatever million, we're paying attention. You say 1 billion, we're paying attention. Does that mean that Eddie has access to $1 billion? Well, let me just tell you guys some information that Eddie Hearn and Matchroom don't want to tell you. And it's not that bad. It's not like we here at TBV haven't been here before. We're boxing and MMA.
Are you talking about the opt-out?
No. The boxing and MMA, I guess, love triangle. Same kind of thing we talked about with Oscar De La Hoya, except this one's a little different. See, that billion-dollar headline that everyone keeps writing because they know that it attracts viewers. I'm no different. It says billion-dollar in the title, knowing damn well I had every fucking thought, every inch of me wanted to debunk this billion. Because it's not Matchroom and Eddie's $1 billion. No, it's not. It's actually some people we're actually not too fond of. The background is, and this is on their official press releases, okay? These writers that are in the pocket of Eddie Hearn, they don't want to tell you this stuff. They want those free tickets. They want those nice hotel rooms when they go to fucking London, you know? But part of Perform Group, DAZN, recently announced landmark partnerships, including a billion, not multiple, $1 billion deal with Matchroom. And it would have been all good right there if we had a period at the end of that sentence. Except it's not just Matchroom now, is it?
Matchroom Sports.
Matchroom and a nine-figure packed. Sounds like someone fucking pricked some fingers with a needle and did a little bloody handshake. Okay, a nine-figure pack with Bellator MMA to create a must-have service for fight fans. Now, what DAZN is no different than ESPN, and I have no, you know, I'm not mad at it. Like, I like ESPN now, except for the bad functionality of it. Like, it's hard to navigate, in my opinion. But DAZN is a multiple sports streaming app. That's what they do. They stream sports to fans. The billion is to create content, not just boxing content. As you can see, the World Boxing Super Series, who I'm pretty sure doesn't belong to, because that's a bit of a stretch, but you know, we would let Mike and the degrees, the guys with the degrees, give you better synonyms for saying who runs this shit, okay? And we all know it is Richard Schaefer.
El Jefe.
Richard is getting some of this billion now. So let's start writing some headlines where DAZN gave Richard Schaefer a cut of his billion for the two series on World Boxing Super Series, not to mention a third. I sent everyone on my panel multiple emails. So Richard gets a cut. He even has an option for a third season. Or am I? Did I read that wrong, Rob?
It was like a three-year deal, wasn't it?
Ooh, so Eddie's pot has been cut. Give me a quarter of that shit.
Has it, though?
Give me a half. Wait a minute. If it's $1 billion for Bellator and Matchroom Boxing, and now all of a sudden DAZN will stream two seasons of the World Boxing Super Series, do you think that they'd said, oh, you know, we budgeted $2 million for fight fans. We're just going to kick out an extra couple of mil to bring on the World Boxing Super Series. We'll let Eddie hold that billion and just play with it. No, buddy. The press release is right here. The details, DAZN, the largest dedicated live sports streaming app, will exclusively bring fight fans 15 fight nights of the World Boxing Super Series, two seasons featuring 21 matches across tournaments in three weight classes. Oh, they went three this time. Okay. Well, they were always announcing a third one and never really gave it to us, right?
Not yet. They haven't. It's still TBA.
Oh my God. Would it be so sexy to have the heavyweight division right now with the way the heavyweight division is sexy and it's you know, popular?
Would Wilder enter it?
No. No top ones. That's the thing. Oh, okay. No top ones. Give me from 10 down. Why? Because 10 up, they're already in sexy enough positions. Those heavyweights at least make them a millionaire. AJ makes you a multimillionaire. Deontay makes you a millionaire. So why would you get in the tournament? But now 10 and down, Joe Joyce's, you know, that guy Cassius Clay. Is it Cassius? Cassius Chauncey, something. He's from like, he's signed with Matchroom. He's a pretty good heavyweight. He's just got this afro. Looks like an old school basketball player with the Harlem Globetrotters, but the kid packs a wild look.
I was going to say light heavyweight.
Oh, man. Dude, that division already had its chance. You know what I'm saying? Adonis Stevenson, he chickened out, crossed the street. I mean, it wasn't chickening out. Like, I get it. It's Anthony Joshua. I'm going to scrape up some money before I fight Deontay Wilder move. So it's like, oh, shit, Al Haymon offering me Showtime money before I fight Kovalev. Let's do it. And that's what he did, and he still ain't fight Kovalev. So, like, those are the things that happen in boxing.
So we're going to have Nez's heavyweight World Boxing Super Series. If we went off Box Rec top 10, 10 to 20 is Dominic Brazil, Adam Konaki, Christian Hammer, Charles Martin, Thomas Adamek, Marco Huck, Alexander Dimitrenko, Carlos Takam, Huey Fury.
Just pause right there. You haven't mentioned one name I don't know. Doomy, have you heard a name that you don't know?
Number 20 is coming. Well, yeah. You might know. You will know, maybe. Junlong Zhang.
Nah, I don't know that dude.
Hell no, me either.
But yo, that's still a sexy name, because then imagine one of those guys, they emerge. One, or maybe even two, you know? They emerge, and they're like, oh, shit, we want to see them with the top players.
I would say George Joyce would probably win that tournament.
Possibly. Possibly. He could get knocked off. I mean, look, I didn't expect Rob to throw Brazil in the game, but Brazil's a dog. He's shown he could get down. and get up. So, like, I don't know. Can Joe Joyce beat him? What happens when Joe Joyce suffers adversity or sees that he you know, he took his guy down, but the guy's not out. But listen, I want to go back to the DAZN thing and bring up some quotes from James Rushton, is DAZN's CEO. Because, you know, like, Michael Jordan didn't make the Jordan, right? Like, he doesn't have
Nike.
He doesn't have an all black fucking warehouse somewhere with all black employees making fucking FUBU fucking Jordans. All right. For us, by us, Jordan. No, he was a fucking spokesperson. He was in the face. Just want you to remember that, the face. Not to say Eddie's a face. He's obviously more, but he's got that boxing brain. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they're using Eddie like the way they used Thomas Hauser on HBO a few years back, right before they got Triple G. You know what I mean? He wrote so much about Triple G and how Triple G would be where he's at right now. The guy really seen the future. It's funny. You should Google his name and check out an article he wrote many, many years ago. He did a mythical middleweight tournament with Triple G coming out on top before the world even knew who this fucking dude was. I won't give him all the credit because it wasn't just him. It was a pool of writers, like Dumius likes to say. He likes diving in pools. So there was a pool of writers, about 20 of them. But the quote from James Rushton, DAZN's, how do you say that? Is it DAZN or DAZN?
DAZN.
So it is DAZN. It's like a, okay, DAZN. As a platform built for the fans, DAZN has been mining boxing chats and forums. So you hear what they're saying, Rob. They've been listening to the show. I'm just saying. Mining boxing chats and forums to see how we could bring immediate value to the community. It becomes obvious that Americans felt left out of the terrific action and thrilling competition on display in the World Boxing Super Series. To that end, we're happy to announce that we'll stream every fight of all three tournaments. Keep an eye out for more announcements soon. This is just the beginning. See what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that quote because, again, DAZN is not going to sit around and wait for Eddie. And I'm not saying Eddie's taking long, Rob. Don't take this as any type of shot. I'm just saying there's $1 billion. There's a plan. There's a budget. And they're moving forward. Eddie.
I want to say one thing about the streaming topic real quick. Streaming is going to be the way of the future because most people in the world spend their time on the internet via the phone or the laptop. So Ben said that cable is probably going to die out because us millennials are getting older and we're going to start taking that parenthood role. So with that being said, trying to save money on cable and having all these streaming choices, if DAZN can like bring it down to like 15 and you have the...
Say that again. 15 is still too much.
You think so for all the fights you're going to be getting?
I don't care. It's not a dedicated boxing app. If someone gives me Box Nation, no pun intended, because I don't mean Box Nation the channel. I just like that name because it's boxing throughout the entire fucking nation. You know what I'm saying? So if you give me a dedicated boxing app, I will pay $20. But I'm paying you $15 because you're putting 15 fights and another 16 and maybe another 16. Then I still got to go to ESPN and I still got to have Showtime or Anytime. If I want to eliminate my cable, I got to get Showtime Anytime so I can watch it on my phone. And then I got to get HBO Go. And that's $10, another $10, another $5, another $15. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. You have to. And you can't blame. You can't blame DAZN for that. You got to blame the promoters for not working together.
No, for that, I...
Well, that's the problem they're going into the future. Putting on fights.
We could stay with cable and still get boxing on HBO and Showtime. They're never going to take boxing away from HBO and Showtime. All the apps they want.
Real quick on the Super Chat, B. Pauly says, I think DAZN will fail. Why do I say that? They won't be exclusively boxing. Boxing needs its own app. Something to you referring to, Ness.
And Showtime has their own app. They have a Showtime Anytime app.
No!
And they have live streaming.
And that's for B. Pauly. I know you're the Super Chat King, but listen, let's not make the same fucking mistake. This is how you can see that I'm the bigger man. When I was fully behind PBC and people called me a dick rider and all that shit, it failed. I'm still behind PBC. You know, Eddie is a completely different person from a completely different part of the world. I'm still behind it because this is the sport that I love. So don't say that DAZN is going to fail. Hope that it fucking succeeds. Like, that's the problem. I'm so happy to be on the other side of things now, because when it was PBC, it's like, oh, Ness, you're so pro-black. You're pro-Heyman. Now, look, it's a fucking white guy. I'm still behind him because I love boxing. I don't want it to fail. That's just fucking idiot talk. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, like they did it with PBC, ruining it before it gets out. Like, I hope Eddie has access to all billion, the whole.
I mean, they have a lot of money over there, Ness. I mean, going with the narrative that the billion is not all his and that it's being split, that's still speculation. Because
no, that's not speculation. Read the email I sent it to you.
Like
it says it right there.
It says that $1 billion. It specifically says in this email that $1 billion is being split.
Excuse me, sir. Partnerships including $1 billion deal with Matchroom and Bellator. Like, I mean, how, you know.
And you got to take into account the fighters that Eddie's probably going to sign. What kind of contracts do those fighters demand? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not going to eat up his whole budget on two or three fighters.
See, what one of these apps need to do, I think one of us mentioned it already, everybody needs to be on one place. If Eddie had this billion and he can entice everyone on one place, that would be it. Because, again, to have DAZN and have Mikey sign a DAZN and then never fight Lomachenko on the ESPN Plus app, it's like another fucking fuckery of web bullshit that I don't even want to deal with.
I think
that goes back to the promoters being greedy. They don't want to share their events.
Cold War all over again without us noticing. Rob, get in here. Rob,
that's right. I'm just waiting for a fucking pause.
Rob, you see, don't pause. Fuck a pause. Jump in here. It's like
hops. All right.
Fuck a pause. Fast forward.
Jump in like the red coats.
Yeah, well, I just have, and everyone's jumping over the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hops, guys, they're like this, right? The girls are doing the ropes, right? And then the other girl, she's like, and she's waiting for her fucking turn. As soon as then, she's in. Boom. Yeah.
I was waiting. Yeah. Anyway, I think the billion is purely Matchroom. I know you've looked at the email and said in it and Bellator, but a billion, I don't know. Look, you wanted me to jump in and then you're jumping in.
I'm just saying he answers you. Tweet him. He'll answer you and say, you're right, Rob. It is Bellator too. They get a chunk of it.
But look, this is currently, DAZN is in Austria, Germany, Japan, Switzerland, Canada, and Italy, right? They virtually have every major soccer league across virtually every one of those countries available on DAZN. They've got NBA in three of them. They've got NFL in four of them. They've got Major League Baseball in four of them. Ice, NHL, motorsport, all the top tennis, even the WWE wrestling is live on demand on DAZN in Japan. I think there's way more than $1 billion floating around with this DAZN app.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just read the email again.
So to think,
multiple emails doing me before you start jumping at me. I sent you two.
Yeah, I don't think his emails don't work. His emails don't work.
They work.
So I think there's way more than just $1 million for Eddie Hearn's Matchroom deal. I think the Bellator one, I think when they've said and this and that, it's just listing, and we've done this with that company, we've done this amount with this people, we've done that amount with that people. That's how I see it.
I mean, hey, listen, if it's a billion for Eddie and then another nine-figure pack with Bellator.
That's exactly what it is.
Wasn't it a $100 million deal with Bellator, I think?
Yeah, I didn't see any numbers on any of the official press releases because, you know, again,
it's separate, bro. It's separate. And that's what the email says. I mean, if you go letter for letter.
Yeah. That's what it says. Letter for letter. Please do me.
All right. Part of the Perform Group, DAZN recently announced landmark partnerships, including $1 billion deal with Matchroom Boxing and a nine-figure pack with Bellator MMA to create a must-have service for fight fans. So that clearly distinguishes two different monies going to do different things. So
billion for that
and a nine figure for that. So there's a lot more money than just a billion.
Out that billion.
Listen, there's a lot. He wants it.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it to fail, but he wants Eddie Hearn to have a little bit of shade. That's all it is.
Why you want my man Eddie Hearn budget to get cut in half and shit?
I'm just reading what it says. It says the background right here. Right here.
Nah, man. Well, listen, we're getting. He's got the money, and this whole World Boxing Super Series tournament being added is just an icing on the cake. I just want to see how much this streaming service is going to cost me monthly. And look into the future if these promotional companies are going to work in this new future of streaming. Are they going to be able to work together to put on the cards that we want to see? Or are we going to end up having like 20 apps on our phones, ending up paying $60 just to get all my boxing matches put together? I don't want that. For that, I'll live in the dead technology with cable and, you know, and the other.
I totally get it.
I want to address one thing that Ness said earlier. He said they would never take boxing off HBO. What is HBO doing to show the public that they are interested in keeping boxing?
Yeah, but they don't have to do more than what they're doing. They're doing what they've always done, and they've always generated 1 million-plus viewers. You know? Mm-hmm. Worry about it when they stop generating millions.
But you alluded to the other deal that we've heard about today. That's already boxing taken away from HBO, right?
Not really. Because the Golden Boy deal, right? That doesn't mean that they're going to put their premium fighters. They haven't sent the press release I got doesn't say fucking Canelo's going
to
be on Facebook.
No, I know. So that's what HBO have got to look forward to. One pay-per-view from Canelo a year or two, maybe. And
they did send Linares over to...
Great platform.
HBO will always get premium fighters, bro. What are you talking about? They just signed Daniel Jacobs to a six... Yeah. Fight deal.
Yeah, that's what I said. So HBO have got going to have Canelo pay per view and a Daniel Jacobs couple of fights a year.
You know what they're going to do?
How's that working out for Daniel Jacobs?
What I'm saying is, if you invest in Daniel Jacobs, a guy that already lost, all right, he already lost to Gennady, and you invest a six fight deal, it's because you're still invested in boxing. It doesn't end with Daniel Jacobs. You're going to get people to fight him. It's a six fight deal. That means you're going to keep signing.
I think that all these streaming services too is going to be a great way for all these promotional companies to, you know, kind of introduce to the world all their new talents. You know, they're going to have a lot of new talent coming up.
Yeah, but I don't know if it necessarily introduces, bro. Like, listen.
I mean, introduces it to the eyes that weren't watching boxing.
You work in this field, so you know the word DAZN. Like, a month ago, no one knew this. And look, it's a big company. They got 3,000 employees. They're in over 30 countries. It's not something small. But we never heard of it. And we are die-hard boxing fans. We never heard of this. So for you to say that it's going to introduce boxers to the world, how the fuck?
I meant more Facebook and the Golden Boy. I was referring to the Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Golden Boy.
Oh, yes.
I think the zone, yeah, I'll agree with you. It's fairly new to a lot of people, because especially the people who watch boxing, because they didn't have boxing on that. So now it's going to be known as a boxing also app where you can go and see your boxing events. So its infancy is in boxing, but not in the overall streaming sports. So,
and a lot of fans that are overseas that are casual fans that only watch like the NFL, NHL, NBA, they might come across boxing one day that has a American or British fighter on there who they might fall in love with, because the Zone is a worldwide app. And they have more than one sport on there.
I mean, that's the greatest advantage, right? This whole streaming, everybody's making a play for this, is because it's just more eyes on the sport. And that's the beauty of it.
I just don't know. Look, we're all using ESPN Plus right now, right? You tell me, when you're looking for the boxing content, is it hard to find? Do you see other sports? Aren't you overwhelmed with little square icons of other sports?
Honestly, there's a whole bunch of icons. There's a whole bunch of breaking news when you open up the app on other sports besides boxing. And I'm going to give you that. But all I got to do is click those boxing gloves and I'm there.
Yeah, but then you go to the news. Now you're at their news. You're not at the – you can't watch anything.
No, there is a little, little skirmish you got to go through. You got to wait until.
You got to go through so much red tape. And if you just click the play button at the bottom, you still can't just watch boxing. It's fucking.
Bro, I'm only 30, and I never had a problem using a website.
But listen, things like ESPN Plus, it's in its infancy. And let's be honest, when the guy who came up with the app, he knows how to use his app, and he was like, look, so when you want to go to this, and they're like, brilliant, let's launch it. And then
shout
it's
out to Hassan Ishmael. Mine is working perfectly too, bro.
All right. But so yeah, it's in its infancy, and you know, they'll, I guess, listen to.
I'm literally opening that shit right now. I'm gonna see if they show if it's easy. If it's easy, Gilberto Ramirez should be right there. Okay, hey, let's see how easy.
Shout out to the Super Chat, B. Paulie. They charging for all the sports we don't watch here in the U.S.
That's the first problem, man. You're using a phone. I use it on my laptop only.
But you see, that's the. Oh my God! He said the first problem is. I'm using a phone, which is ironic to your last statement, which the millennials are taking over. They're going to be moms and pops. Everybody's using their phone. Like, come on, Mike. Consistency.
Shout out to Andre Decote, $9.99.
You can use your phone to, like, find it, but you can send a link to
your computer. Who
is that pound-for-pound supporter, Doobie? Who is that pound-for-pound supporter?
Fucked up that last name. I mean, who knows if I've been fucking it up.
You've been fucking it up, I think, dog, because I don't see no O after the E, but I'll say it like you say. Andre Diakitu.
No, I still don't say it like that. I don't pronounce the T. I think it's like French. I think it's Andre Diakitu.
But I don't know where the N is. Diakitu. You pronounce the N. I'm going to ask.
Andre.
I'm gonna ask Andre.
You're right, Rob.
Hey, man, just call him AD.
Just call him Andre Dre.
But my man AD says $9.99 is the most I will spend on a boxing streaming. Plus my $250 optimum cable bill at the crib. Nope.
See? And
how much was the super chat? Was that more than his $9?
It's $5.
yo, don't be giving out that information. And he should love us more than those apps, because they don't talk back. They're not here every day. Those apps will only stream when the fight is live. Rob, you're here putting in work. So your super chat should be more than the money.
I agree though with Andre. I'm not paying more than $10. You crazy?
If the Zone puts half the work that the YouTubers put in the boxing community, then it would be worth $15. Let's just be real.
Ah, come on, dog.
Let's be real. They're not gonna bring you as much.
Tell me right now, what's the highest paid subscription you got on anything right now?
Yeah, they gotta have extra boxing content.
Oh, the highest paid subscription I got right now, and I just started this month. This is something I've never in my life done. This is very expensive to me. I consider this expensive as a reoccurring bill for something that is pleasure, right? But I did it. I bit the bullet, jumped off the metaphorical cliff, took the plunge, took the dive, whatever you want to call it.
Into the pool, okay.
I joined AMC A-List. I was already an AMC Stubbs member, which is absolutely free. Well, actually, you got to pay like $15.
Oh, shit. Yeah, good looks on that, bro.
So I joined the AMC movie list. It's called A-List, Rob. And what that does is it gives me 3 movies a week. So that's 12 movies a month for $19.99, no tax. $19.99 flat. So it divides to $1.60 a fucking movie. That is unbeatable. Now, boxing needs to be this smart, right? Because what did the movies do? Before this app came out, I would be at the movies. Best part of the movie besides the movie is what, guys? The trailers. I'll help myself. So you're watching the trailers right before your movie comes on. It always says, thank you for coming to the movies. Why? Because they need us there. Because streaming apps. Because cable TV. It's so much straight to DVD. The movies are losing. So now they get me in there for $1.60, Rob, but I'm still buying a fucking soda. If I bring my kid, I'm still buying that $13 tub of popcorn. So they are learning how to convert in other ways. And that is my...
That sounds like a good deal, but once you get down into it, man... ain't no goddamn 12 movies coming out a month that I want to see.
I don't think that's true, because what I did, right, like, or what I was going to do the other day, it's kind of, first of all, it's hard to find 12 days of free time to watch movies, all right? But the other day I was going to watch that movie, what's the basketball player's wife's name? Okay, that didn't work. The Miami Heat.
Gabriel Union.
I was going to watch that, right? Because I was like, all right, this is something that's about to get out of the movies. I'll find a quick seat. Boom. It was something that I would have never normally paid for because it's not a good enough movie, but it's like, okay, on this deal, I would see that instead of waiting for it to come on cable. I didn't end up seeing it, but that's what I would do. Like, those movies that I wouldn't normally pay to see, now I'm going to see. Because I'm a movie buff. It's just like boxing. Like, I'm going to watch all boxing. Like, I'm going to watch
So it's $20 subscription monthly, right? You're paying for. But, you know, that's...
$20, 3 months mandatory. That's your three-month commitment. But after the 3 months, you can cancel, which is okay for me. Because like Mike said, if in 3 months I'll realize whether or not...
All right, but you know what? I guess you look, that's a deal. I can't even compare that to what we're talking about, because that's like, we know how much it costs to go to the theater, and that is awesome.
Oh, let me tell you the Eddie Hearn's like to say, the ticker, IMAX included, 3D included, reserve seating included, dine-in included. I mean, there's nothing. You're A-list for real.
So let's say that we're here. You got 16 Metrium cards plus the World Boxing Super Series. Then you have their undercards, which probably have 7 to 8 fights on it, which the day will probably start around 1 or 2 o'clock and end around 10.
Yeah, but that's a UK day. Who the fuck cares about a bunch of dudes find a bunch of nobodies?
That's how you found out, bro. That's how you found out about people, bro.
Don't give me 10 fights and fucking eight of the people on the card are fighting tickovers, as Eddie Hearn likes that. I like that word, tickover.
Takeover.
That's how I found out about Anthony Yard was on the Canelo undercard.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
Why?
That was an exhale. Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. What did it do for you? So you found out about Anthony Yard, and what did you learn? That he looks good?
That he looks good boxing, and I will follow his career and see where he progresses from there. And he has been going up ever since.
And since they introduced you to him, he hasn't fought anybody. And instead, he's ducked a couple of people in mandatories. He could have had opportunities in the WBO, and he chose not to.
So bro, he only got 12 amateur fights, though, bro, and 15 pro fights.
Oh, you talking about Brian Jennings? Because he got...
I'm talking about...
No, you see the double standard? I don't give a fuck he had 12, because guess how many Gabe Rosado had? Or how about better yet? How about the bronze motherfucking bomber, the one they shit on? How many did he have before he went to the Olympics and brought home a medal and then became the American champion?
Everybody moves different.
And you
brought up Gabriel Rosado, and look at his fucking career. Even though he's fun to watch, look at his record.
Yeah, the people's champ, been in there with everybody. Had opportunities, and he got that guap.
And been fucked up by everybody.
Relocated from Philly to Cali, living that life. Oh, been in movies.
And no disrespect to Gabriel, man. I love to see him fight, but at the same time, I don't want that kind of career, man, where I'm getting my ass whooped all the damn time.
I want that career. I'm rubbing elbows with Rocky Balboa. I'm in Creed. I'm in motherfucking, what was the Expendables? Man, give me that career. Let me say it again. Give me that career. I came from Philly. I was working at Home Depot. I lost to Angulo on ESPN like 10 years ago. Man, give me that career.
Now when you're building a fighter, man, you can say that because he was an everyday guy. But Frank Warren is trying to build Anthony Yard.
Don't
build fighters by throwing them to the wolves.
I'm allegedly about to sign to DAZN's billion-dollar deal and fight Julio Cesar Chavez. Give me that deal.
That's the big bring out for the zone.
Anthony who? Gabriel Rosado is 10 times more popular than Anthony who? That's what I'm trying to prove to you, bro.
Over here, not over there.
He been around longer than Yardy anyway.
Check him out over here. Brother, where does it matter? They don't say the Mecca of boxing is in the UK. We can let these UK fans try to fucking brainwash us all they want. Every UK fighter says the same fucking story. I can't wait to go fight in America.
All UK callers, call now.
New York City, the Mecca of boxing. Las Vegas.
Yes.
Come on, man.
We just want one of yours to come and fight over here. That's all.
Of course you do, because you don't want $50 million. You don't want to get your ass.
When you talk about events, man. When you talk about events, though.
You don't want to get your ass.
The UK put on better events than we do over in the States.
Your country that fits inside of Texas. That's what you'd rather keep it private. You want
to get where's all these great American cards at then? Where are all these amazing American cards that people tune in for?
Like the 40,000 that Canelo sold in Texas, or the 38,000 or the 50,000 he sold? Like, what are you talking about?
And he followed Leon Smith, and he was from the UK.
Or what about the 20,000? In any region, New York, LA.
You're going to name an American fighter yet?
Brother, they built their name on American television. They're using us like AJ tried to do, and now he's going to run to the zone scared of Deontay Wilder.
How many fights did you see on that card?
Let's talk.
How many fights were on the cards?
How many more hundreds of thousands of viewers did Clarissa get over AJ?
What was it? About 40,000?
All right.
AJ got those views at 5 o'clock in the daytime, bro.
Because don't nobody
it was a prime time fight at 9 o'clock, it probably would have did about 700,000.
He ain't a prime time fighter. That's why they don't put him on prime time.
They can't fight him at them 3 in the morning.
What do you want? You want us to fight at 4 in the morning to fit you?
Fucking hell. No, that shit ain't happening.
We have to stay up till 4 to watch your guys. Yeah.
I give you K. You can't know how to sell seats
for a 3-fight card. We have to stay up till 4 a.m. for a 3-fight card. Brilliant.
My man, $5 seats ain't fucking selling seats.
Nah, they selling a lot. They sell seats, man. They got a cheap. They got a cheaper. They got a cheaper ticket.
I mean, once you get to the goddamn top, I hope it ain't more than $5.
No, but you know, pick any number of seats and we'll fill it. You've got little tiny arenas and you can't even fill them. No, just it's true, right?
Nah, I give.
Where's your sellouts?
I give UK the win on selling out.
But hold on.
That's the problem.
So Wilder defense.
Everybody thought Brooks was a fighter because he sold tickets too. Then you get your face broken. It don't even matter how many tickets you sell.
To Wilder's a defense, I'm just saying, there was a UFC card and another boxing card that same night when he fought Ortiz.
Yeah,
in a basketball game, bro. See, I'm not partial anyway. I call the shit how it is, man.
I hear.
Let's not make it about Wilder, bro. Because at the end of the day, we fought Anthony Joshua's mandatory. At the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, let's make it about Eddie Hearn instead.
Eddie Hearn was quickly like, "Oh no, Luis Ortiz should be banned. He should be banned. There's no way he should fight. Why? Because he was fucking AJ's mandatory."
And shame on the WBA, man, for not kicking out Povetkin when he failed a test, but they kick out Luis Ortiz when he failed a test.
Hey, look, I don't watch those other sports, right, over here in America, but since Rob wants to talk this ridiculousness, you know?
What ridiculousness?
You guys can sell out stadiums. Please tell them how many seats are in the fucking football stadium. How many seats are in a baseball stadium? Listen, you don't have those sports. You don't have those sports. The same nationalism that you guys have for soccer and cricket over there and fucking darts, we have it for real sports. Real sports.
Whoa. I like real darts. Sport.
It is a real sport. Baseball, football, those are real sports. You guys,
cricket, soccer's a real sport. Fuck it up.
Okay. Just do this.
You're the greatest country in the world. I get it. It's okay. It's fine. You're the best country in the world. It's cool.
No. You know what happened? A UK guy was watching Americans play golf, but he had like soda bottle glass.
Oh, fuck me. Here we go.
So he thought the golf club was thicker than it was. That shit, that they playing cricket and shit. That is the weirdest game. Why is the stick so fat?
Why is your baseball stick so thin? Fuck me. It's still a sport. Why do your rugby players wear pads? Why do your rugby players wear fucking helmets?
We don't play rugby.
Yeah,
and our football players will fuck up any rugby team over
I don't know. Those rugby guys are pretty tough, bro.
Have you seen a fucking D-line or an offensive line?
Yo, did you see the of the football in rugby? It's ridiculous. It's like playing beach ball, man. Get out of here.
You call it a football, yet you carry it, throw it, and fucking catch it.
You kick it.
At the start of the game. At the start of the game.
Punting it.
Yeah, but you don't do the rest of the fucking whole hour and plus the half an hour fucking.
Every time you score a point, you get the extra point. What are you talking about?
But you predominantly kick it around the park, yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, we don't predominantly kick it.
Right. So, handball, yeah?
I don't watch those other sports. All I'm saying
is, so stop defending it.
We fill stadiums.
I got you, Nick. Yeah,
we fill soccer stadiums. We fill cricket stadiums.
Bro, the NFL is a king of all sports, period. They sell out the most people, biggest stadium, and they have the most fans in the world.
And it doesn't come from the fucking UK. At ESPN alone.
You're coming over and we're filling stadiums watching that sport here as well. We watch every fucking sport. We fill out Wembley Stadium with the NFL match.
Exactly, because we sell it to you guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying we fill soccer stadiums with soccer fans. We fill boxing arenas with boxing fans. We fill soccer stadiums with boxing fans. We fill cricket
because
stadiums.
It's boring as fuck over there, Rob. You guys got like nothing but like water around you.
I told you guys already. You are the best fans. I wish that UK, you know, was America and we would just be better off. Because there won't be any nationalism, to be honest, in between the boxing, at least, you know, it would just be like, yo, I'm just a boxing fan, so I don't have to hate Deontay Wilder, because I feel like a lot of you guys blindly love and hate. Like, the Kell Brook love and Amir Khan love is insane. There's been at least AJ's is warranted. He's undefeated. He's knocking people out. He looks the part. He's a fucking undisputed, well, unified champion. Not undisputed. Not yet. Not just yet, AJ.
Yeah, not yet.
Down. But Khan, come on. Like, Khan is known as just Amir Khan. All pun intended. Like,
look, he was a young kid, went and represented the country at the Olympics, came back with a silver medal, was like fucking 17-year-old kid. And we just get behind people here. I don't know why. You guys are like, oh, he's lost his shit, not interested anymore. You're not even interested. You don't even know your amateurs until they get on TV or something. You don't follow.
He went into a jungle or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Khan went into the jungle and started to get popping again.
Yo, the last thing you want to hear is that sad music. He's trying to make a point. It's like, oh, you asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, everybody super chat. I need that soundbite myself.
Andre D, no more diagonal. Tip for Rob, laugh out loud. Make America and boxing great again.
MAGA.
All right, let's go out to these phones. Did we ever play the fucking
Nope, not yet.
Damn, let's do it.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Hey, Rob, you know, since you and Eddie are so chummy, since the Zone's spending all his money, they might need us on that network, like, to talk about these boring fights.
No, I think that ship is well and truly fucking sailed, man.
hold on, Ness. Before we get started, we got 334 watching, but only 64 thumbs up. Oh, y'all smash that thumbs up for me, y'all.
Damn, only 64. That's very. Where's the Rob love at? All these Brits in the chat, Rob.
I got a fever, and the only remedy for this fever is more thumbs up.
Oh, all right. Let's go out to some callers. Let me see. I'm gonna actually go to Skype real quick. We're gonna start things off a little bit differently here. I think we'll go to Scorsese. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's the first thing y'all bought when y'all got a credit card on the internet? First thing y'all bought.
Damn, man, I paid a bill. I don't know about buying.
I can't remember. Yeah. Shit.
I paid a bill and probably like bought a pair of shoes.
Nah.
Yo, y'all backwards. You guys better stop that right now. I hope you got good credit now. If not, that's why. You never pay a bill with a credit card. Unless it gives you points and you have the cash, and what you're trying to do is earn the points, you know what I mean? So it's like, for every dollar you get three, pay it with the credit card and then pay it immediately, because credit cards charge interest.
Shit, my first credit card, though, we talking about teenage years, so I don't
I was like, shit, I was like 19 or 20.
I ain't have all that knowledge, Ness.
Yeah, no, I was broke.
Now you know, and no one is half the battle.
By the way, everyone is answering Scorsese's call in the chat with porn. That's what they bought with their credit card.
Damn right. I paid $19.99 for a subscription.
What the fuck?
Hold on. I'm about to make a subscription of porn. just because I had never been able to purchase it before. Because you always needed your mom a card or something.
Hey, man, hold on, bro. How old are you?
A card. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I didn't keep it. I just said, just because I can do it, I'm going to do this. But what I got for that $19.99 was 40 different sites, 20 different sites. This boxing shit, man, I'm not paying you $19.99 for you to put on a fight per month or 1.2 fights per month type shit. No. Promoters going to have to come together, and you could charge me, let's say 30 a month. If four promoters come together and they all say, are we streaming, we're going to put these fights on, you could charge me that 20 then.
But that's what they need, boxing app. And then they all just get their content and send it to that app, but they don't have that.
But wouldn't that be like a monopoly?
Everyone needs a backer. So Top Rank has their ESPN backer. DAZN has their backer. Golden Boy now has their backer in Facebook. And that's like, whoa. I can't wait to see what they do. If they have a budget, if we get some finances released, that's interesting.
If y'all know anything about the Big Baller Brand, which is LeVar Ball, little thing, he's on Facebook and he does incredible numbers.
Who?
LeVar Ball. He has three sons that play basketball, and he's like the biggest.
He plays one of those proper sports. No.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah, exactly. That shit.
You got to give us a casual sports fans backstory when you bring up those.
Okay,
I know who you're talking about.
LeVar Ball is about a 50-year-old black man who has three kids that have potential of going to the NBA, and he's been talking a lot of shit for a long time. He has his own shoe. Well, all three of his sons have their own shoe, which retail for like $500, and he just started a JB.
$500 for a pair?
Yeah, $500 for a pair of shoes. He said, since Gucci. And Prada can charge what they charge, why can't I?
Oh, but he's not actually selling them. Like, he's just
No. They making money. Best believe that. They selling them shoes, bro.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, now he popular. I think one of the kids, the eldest one, gets signed.
Or Lonzo plays for the Lakers, and y'all be hearing a lot about him pretty soon. I mean, well, this is coming up a year because LeBron has just joined. And the youngest son has the most promise, though. He's like 16, and he's like 6'6 already.
Damn. Well, that was a little clip of the basketball voice.
Bling! I know. Is that we need backstory. Like, I had no clue who the fuck LeVar was. So how do we tie it in?
Well, tying it in because these streaming companies are going to be streaming other sports and being as though all these other sports are going to be on that. I think
you brought that one up because he's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, LeVar Ball is on Facebook, has a show that does great numbers every week.
And to Scorsese, you said we're going to see 1.2 fight cards a month or whatever.
For $20.
Yeah, this is looking like there's going to be one virtually every week of the year.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be difficult, though. Like, we're going to run into the same problems when PBC rolled out as hard as they did, and then we had so many conflicting cards and counter-programming. Let's go out to Ireland. Our new friend, good friend, Mark. What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Ness, I just want to check you real quick because of something you said earlier. So you were talking about Richard Schaefer, yeah? First of all, that's the Sauerlands who run World Boxing Super Series. Not Richard Schaefer, it's the Sauerland brothers. When it comes to the DAZN group, obviously they're run by something called Perform, which is headed by an industry called Access Industries. And that's run by a man called Leonard Blavatnik. And he's worth $20.4 billion, and they have multiple people. So their pockets are really deep. And when the deal was announced, the guy Simon, who's like the CEO of Perform, what he said, and exactly what he said was, is that this deal is a $1 billion contract over an 8-year period with 16 fights per year with Matchroom USA Boxing. Not with Eddie Hearn, not with anything else. So that's exactly what he said. So I know you said something about an email, and you said something about Schaefer, but this is what everything else has said and all the information that's actually been out there. So I just like to clear that up for anybody who thinks differently at the moment.
Isn't he like the major shareholder of Spotify? Things like that.
Access Industries had 27% or 28% of Spotify roughly in 2012 to 2015. And then they sold off about 10%. So he made about 7 to 8 billion from that alone. But he also has different business interests and other things, such as like telecommunications and stuff like that.
So yeah, he made some money over the weekend with that Drake CD dropping.
The $1 billion are going to be allocated over 8 years. Excuse me.
Up to though, yes. Up to if the first two years are not a success, the other six are optional, and no one's going to re-sign someone if you don't kick ass the first two.
Exactly. So it's essentially, it can be up to 8 years, but it's 2 years guaranteed with a rolling contract for 6 years further.
And I said Schaefer had something to do with World Boxing Super Series. And I said that the $1 billion is has something to do with Bellator as well. So Google Bellator, DAZN.
Yeah, tell me what you come Bellator up with. Doesn't have anything to do with Matchroom specific deal.
Yep.
I'm sure they don't, but in this email, it definitely includes their name and that money's being allocated to them in that deal.
Well, in a press release by DAZN themselves.
Yeah, that's like what we're reading, a press release by DAZN.
So DAZN's official launch press release when he said that it was a $1 billion exclusive deal with Maximum USA.
Exclusive.
The word exclusive. Exclusive Maximum. Now, he said, and they have a $1 billion contract with DAZN, with Maximum. They have a nine-figure contract with Bellator. They're using the word and. These are words that join together. They're not words that actually like devoid things. So that's additional.
Thanks for the English.
Now he's making sure he brings it to me. That's a, yo, good call, Mark. What can I do? Listen, but to be honest with you, I think Robbie already. No, it was Doomy already hit me with the and.
And
they caught me with the and a long time ago.
Thanks, Chris.
That one word.
He just wanted an angle. He wanted an angle. Eddie.
Javier on Skype, talk to me.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What up?
Hey, Ness, you should never explain any other sports. I just want this man said punt a kickoff. That fucked me up when you said that. He punt a kickoff, Ness. But anyways. Only thing with the $1 billion that you got to worry about, kind of like what a lot of people said for the UFC when they got bought out for like $4 billion or whatever it was, is the fact of you got to make that shit back. You can't just give $1 billion. And if you don't make that billion back, then that's $1 billion loss. And shit, $1 billion loss is a black face on the whole boxing community. Cause I mean, that's $1 billion that a boxing couldn't make back, so that makes other companies want to avoid trying to make those deals.
I got to interrupt you there. I wouldn't normally agree, but I mean, we got a little bit of history, right? The same, like, it's like a witch hunt, what's happening right now. Oh, DAZN's going to fail. It should fail, right? It's the same thing that was happening with PBC, and people were saying the same thing that you're saying now, which was, oh, $500 million is going to be a black eye once they fail. Heyman's going to steal this money. Everyone's going to see. They're going to end up back on Showtime. All of that happened, and DAZN still is kicking out money. ESPN is still kicking out money. And Facebook just kicked out money. Boxing, yo, they've been saying boxing's been dead or dying for like the last 20 years, and all it's doing is making more money than other sports.
Boxing will never die.
In the fact of Eddie, even if you get that, even if you can't say Eddie gonna get that billion, because I mean, shit, you think they ain't got a deal in place that if you don't make that money, they probably got a deal in place to have some type of help for them in case you don't make that billion. It's just
they have a opt out after 2 years.
Exactly. So I mean, if you opt out, I mean, Eddie, you did this whole kick out. All these people that you signed to Matchroom USA, where the fuck they gonna go now if you lose that deal with
he's probably got to do 2 year deals until he gets that extension. But I mean, but again, saying, we shouldn't be thinking negatively. We should be thinking, I'm like not, yo, saying, I hope he puts on big fights that makes me want to buy it.
I'm saying, if you, I'm not even worried about Eddie or nothing. I'm worried about all, think about all the prospects that Eddie's gonna sign to the USA matchroom just to get on the zone. If it does fail, think about how fucked up that could be for all those.
It would be fucked up. It would be fucked up. But again, we, revisionist history. We've been here before. SMS Promotions came out of nowhere. Everybody thought 50 Cent was going to do good because he did good with vitamin water, and he did good with this, and he did good, and get rich of that giant. And he
ain't got to get a home run every time.
All he did was fuck up a bunch of boxers' career. Most famously named Gamboa, Celestino Caballero. Plenty of good fighters that got ruined.
90 seconds.
Real quick on a super chat, Anthony Wade says the zone deal isn't 8 years; it's 4 years with an option to renew. So I guess we got to check that out.
No, that's wrong. And super chat from B. Paulie, I'm pound for pound, Rob, 2018.
Oh, very quick as well. How many people in America is the roughly population in America? Like 300 million.
Yeah.
So if one American is spending $240. Let's say it's $20 a month. That's times 12. That's $240 a month. Times that by a million. That's $250 million already back if 1 million subscribers in America signed. So I don't know obviously how it will pick up.
Yo, 1 million is huge. Listen,
I know. I'm just saying over the time.
Only HBO gets a consistent million views depending on fighter, right? On Showtime, you know only Broner and Deontay are doing that, and no one's paying $20 for that. Like
a million. If you get 500,000, man, that means you'll break even.
500? 500, yeah. If you do some aggressive marketing, that's possible because we know that, you know, we got at least 250,000 hardcore fans out there. I mean, Marquez is Mexican, but I was going to use Marquez Bradley.
10 seconds.
I was going to use Marquez Bradley as kind of the barometer since they did 225,000 pay-per-views. Then you got Marquez Baby Bull, but those are also Mexicans. Like, I don't know, Floyd, Gotti, that's a long time ago. It's difficult to say that a quarter million, half a million people will get this app.
And we're forgetting that DAZN is not only offering boxing, they're offering more than one sport to the U.S. Public.
To the U.S. public, which is true, but on this channel, we're just not interested in what else they're offering. I guess we can throw it out there because there's guys like you and Rob. You know, Rob watches cricket and darts. You watch football and something else.
I like darts.
No, not even that. It just goes into the pot of what DAZN can make in America and whatever they say if they can – get 2 million people that just watch all sports. That's like $480 million. And that right there for like 1 year has Eddie in the green.
Yeah, I mean.
How long has the company DAZN been out anyway? I mean.
I'm not sure, but what I was going to say is, yeah, you've got to think of, we're just looking at in our boxing bubble that Eddie Hearn has got to somehow manage to promote and advertise this. But we're probably not even seeing other like releases and what DAZN are purchasing and picking up ready for the American launch. I'm sure more of it will come out when they do the rollout in July. But
all the information is in the press release. You guys just don't read.
That's all going to be. I'm just saying, we're just hearing the boxing side of things.
Yeah.
Whatever other sports they're going to show on there. And plus, I was just going to quickly pick up, you're saying about Mexicans. That's maybe why Chavez Jr. is maybe a wise purchase if Eddie Hearn signs him.
Listen, when you're thinking strategical, obviously you want to go with big names. But as a hardcore and truly your first market, because the 50,000 they bought Terrence Crawford versus Victor Postol, those are the 50,000 that's going to buy DAZN and ESPN Plus and whatever other app is out there. So you don't want to give that 50,000 Julio Cesar Chavez.
I hear. But I'm just saying, like, you know, a demographic or a market to aim at, you know, there's outside of Canelo, there's another Mexican that, you know, maybe he's going to pull in subscribers, you know.
Possibly, man. Let's switch this to drive by, roll out all these callers. We got a bunch of people here. We're going to go ahead and turn a drive by. We're going to give everybody 1 minuto.
Drive by.
Hurricane Ray, Miami, talk to me.
That was quick. Check this out, though. Hey, y'all got me out here, man. Check this out, though, man. Look, I know they're rolling out this new boxing series, man, but man, how well is it going to do, man? They're pulling out all these strategies because, man, it's not rolling out as Eddie Hearn expected. And I was reading from the press release that the Zone is not going to be streaming, or is not this contract doesn't provide any pay-per-view fights. So how are they going to even recoup well,
that's
the money
wrong.
Or make any deals or
that's wrong
or entice any fighters? I read it.
Well,
I read
I mean,
it.
You're I right. You're it. Right. You're right. Technically, they're not charging pay-per-view, but the way they make money is by charging the app fee, and they're going to give you 4 pay-per-view worthy events. So you will get like a Joshua Wilder, Joshua Povetkin event for free. Technically not free because you're paying $20 a month, but yeah.
But not an extra $69.99 or whatever.
Yeah, not like Showtime, right? Like Showtime, you're paying $10 a month, then all of a sudden, here's a pay-per-view, $100 extra.
And HBO or whatever, yeah.
And yet they haven't signed any marquee fighters.
Doggy, stop it with your pessimistic ass. The fucking release comes out in July 17th. Calm down. Let the company hire a copywriter to officially write the press release correctly. You guys are rushing it.
Yo, let me get on there, man. Cause yo, I need to see dividends, man. I need to see what.
No, but Ray, let me ask you something, Ray.
As a fan,
Ray, let me ask you something. When PBC rolled out, were you pro PBC or negative?
Now I was pro PBC. Because
all right, so that's it. So that's it. So just be pro this, bro. That's it. Give it a shot.
I am pro.
We can't put that energy out in the air. We don't want that energy. We don't need that negative energy in boxing.
I want to see him succeed, man. But like I said, this could be a black eye for the
sport.
Holy
shit, you systematic. He got that off.
Cut it.
Black eye.
Yo, this motherfucker got 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Good call, Ray. That's how you go beyond drive-bys, by having a good call, making at least me or one of the other hosts fucking get at you. What up, Mike?
You're getting kind of sensitive about the whole
No, man.
Do you know something we don't? Like Keith Thurman, maybe?
I don't know anything that you guys just don't know. I just don't want the same thing. Like, I'm so happy it's a different demographic right now, and I can back them and push other people to back them because they shitted on PBC. PBC could have been so much more. PBC had what we wish DAZN has. PBC had a premium network. PBC had premium fighters. We have to wish that the Zone signs premium fighters.
Eddie,
we back them, and I think we need to back Eddie now. Like,
Eddie's promising 4 out of those 16 fights. He's promising 4 to be absolute monsters. Quote. So you know we expect to see 4 major fights on that.
Yeah, well, and it's three world champions apparently already signed. But who they are, we don't know. But people want to hear the news before they announce the news. And until they do release the news, everyone's shitting on it. And listen, purely because it's Eddie Hearn.
I think Eddie does a good job. Like, look at this Joseph Parker pay-per-view. I wouldn't mind. I don't think I would mind. I mean, right now it escapes me, but I remember Parker versus White. Then you had like a bunch of other good people on the card as well.
Chisora Takam.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, what's going on with Kell Brook? Is he going to fight on the card, or is he injured?
Let's get through these calls because this one is taken. This was supposed to be a report. Let's get through these calls and then hit that on the outros or the final thoughts.
Relatively, real quick, just so I mentioned, I mean, this company's relatively new, right?
1986.
It first launched, it says, in August 2016 to Austria, Germany, Japan, Switzerland, and then Canada followed the following year.
Yeah, but Access Industries is a privately held industry group with long-term holdings worldwide, founded in 1986. Yeah,
but I'm talking about the app. This what they're just doing now.
Brother. But I mean, the internet just started like freaking a couple years ago, right? Like,
I'm just referring to the inception of this. Not the groups that are involved in the backing of it. I'm talking about the Zone. It's new, and it's just acquired all this stuff, all these sporting rights in other countries. So I think this is just. I see good future for this, man. I never even used it. I'm wondering. My main question is, how much am I going to pay for this? I'm looking at all the sports that is
covered. Not a fella won too many countries. So Germany, Austria, and just Switzerland, and Japan, Canada, soon to be launched in the U.S. and in Italy. Listen, let me get to some calls. We got Georgie Porgy here. Again, let's just be optimistic.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that sport, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, go on, great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people? Do me, baby. I'm really disappointed on you, Do me. What the fuck? Are you in America, my nigga?
Tell it to me, Georgie. What's going on?
Are you an American?
I am an American.
Did you study here?
American dream.
Yes, I did, Georgie.
So how the fuck is it that you don't know that the American population is 360 million fucking motherfuckers, bro?
Because we're fucking producing too fast.
Million. And out of 360 million, Mr. Wilder cannot put 20 fucking thousand to watch his ass. And we have Mr. Gibbs talking about how boxing is the best fucking sport, most successful, making more money. Nigga, boxing on the bottom of the barrel. Can't even compare.
Who's the highest paid athlete? Who's the highest paid athlete? In all of sports,
Anthony Joshua.
You must got your. That crystal meth got you real fucked up.
You know it's Floyd, George.
Baby, I really have the crystal meth that having the B syndrome, B side syndrome. Listen, you can't make
doggy.
Move.
You are B side. Why you keep acting like you didn't lose to me? Why you keep and you lying out there? I seen your comment in the YouTube. You tell me right now in my face I didn't cut your ponytail. Tell me I don't got a video. You gonna make me go through my
ponytail?
Fucking liar.
And ponytail are different things. That's what you want to make on your mind.
That shit was okay. Long inside. That shit wasn't to your shoulders. What was it then? A mohawk? What was it? What's that other shit? A mullet?
Listen.
That was a ponytail, and you know it.
Brother.
A regular haircut. That shit was 10 inches long, regular
HBO
haircut.
HBO closed the fuck down here in the... Listen, HBO closed the fuck down boxing. These motherfucking got shit. Fucking flatline. Motherfucker, they flatline. PBC is supposed to bring quality boxing on free TV. That shit is gone. Any hand that you keep busting moves left and right, brother.
So get behind
talking it. Talking about the U.S. is the maker of boxing.
Get behind
not
it.
Not for too long.
Why are you wasting your call talking about all this fucking dumb shit? Why don't you get behind it? Say something positive about what Eddie's doing.
I'm saying it.
You saying
but
it?
You diminish what the situation that is here in the United States.
Georgie.
Yo, if America was dying, what? Listen to me, you dummy. You fucking... What's wrong with you? If America was dying, why is Eddie getting $1 billion to invest in American streaming? Silly? You're so silly.
Silly Billy.
No, you're silly. You're silly. I'm telling you, that meth. Is that meth, nigga? That meth.
Georgie, let me ask you this. What is Georgie paying for a monthly description of the zone?
Absolutely nothing. He's waiting for a link to be sent.
Like what is the limit?
Please. Listen, I paid
$300 for that.
People alone just to watch some bullshit fight. And when that fucking good competition show up in any app, I'm signing in. In the meantime, I don't give a fuck. That's the bottom line. When they get the good competition in there, sign
why
in.
The fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Why?
Listen, shout out to the UK. I gotta go. Shout out to the UK, the USA, the true boxing fans.
Get that your ass out. He's such a dick rider. He so badly wants the UK to adopt him. You're so fucking ball liquor. Shout out to the UK. but I'm from Boston.
He said shout out USA as well.
Go out to the real UK fans, not these fucking turncoats over here. Mike, what up, baby?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, go, man. How you doing? Good.
That's good. It's good representing. Yeah, just like by just the zone. You know, I think like, well, I've heard a lot of callers being a little bit negative about it. I mean, the roster hasn't come out. The zone hasn't even said what they've even got as their content yet. So I think that people need to actually see what he signed, who signed first before they start judging, or even watch the first show before they start judging it. Do you know what I mean? Get the price details, get all that. I think everyone's just all being negative based on the PPC, on the PBC. So I just think that, you know, in regards to whether it be successful or not, I think people have to understand that, you know, this is a long-term project. I think this is going to be good for boxing in the USA in general. Any money that's invested in the USA should be good news. And I'm hearing a lot about the boxers in general saying, oh, you know, you're going to fail. I think the boxers should be, like, you know, happy that another cup more money into the sport, potential more money for them. So I think that everyone needs to be on board with it and see how it goes. Do you know what I mean? I just think, you know, this is from what I've been listening, anyways, from callers, from other boxers being very negative. I think they should be a little bit more positive about it. I don't know what your perspective is on it. With you've seen a lot of negativity from other boxers, but I've seen like comments from boxers saying, "Oh, you're gonna fail, you're gonna this, you're gonna that." I mean, you should be like willing them on. There's more money for you, isn't it? If it's successful, that's potentially more.
Yeah,
money
Mike,
for you.
But you know, you think you're slick, but you're not. You know, the AJ protection side of you comes out. Even when AJ isn't talking, you think I can't read between the lines and smell an AJ protecting fucking comment when I see one? When Deontay, the fighters that you're speaking of and fucking subliminally, okay? When Deontay says that the zone is going to fail and he calls it D's Nuts app, he's saying it because Eddie is trying to get him in the contract with the zone before he can get the fight that he deserves. No one else had to fucking fight anybody. No one had to fight Dillian White. No one had to fight Dominic Brazil. No one had to make $4 and $5 million before they fought AJ. No one had to have roadblocks. Stop with your AJ protection shit. No one else had to go through hoops of fire. No one else had to not take a fucking back end percent. No one else had to take a motherfucking flat fee. If you can't see duck, man, there's something wrong with you, bro. Same crystal meth as motherfucking Georgie. All of that.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, Mike was talking about Charlo, I think.
Charlo, my ass. The Charlo said they was willing to take a fucking, they were willing to entertain. Charlo, my ass, brother.
I don't know what happened. I think on a different show. I'm not talking about Wilder. I'm talking about the zone.
Yeah, I know. And just like I'm not talking about AJ Duckin, baby. We got you, Mike. It's all good. Listen. You can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Chocolate brownies, you know, Amir Khan, all that bullshit. You could paint it in anything. When someone says a dude can't fight, he can't fight. They tried to call Angel Garcia racist because he said Khan can't fight. He proved that. The motherfucker gets time like a clock every time. Every time. Kell Brook face made out of fucking aluminum foil.
I was about to say aluminum is pretty strong.
Flat-footed ass.
Well, shout out to Mike.
Down. Agent flat-footed ass will go down. You motherfuckers know it because you've seen old ass Klitschko, Santa Claus, hit him with the 1-2, put him down.
Shout out to Mike for hitting the nest button.
Paulie, I don't hate the UK. I don't. What I hate is that my dollar isn't dollar for dollar. Well, I'd have been out there, first of all. Secondly, since it's not dollar for dollar, don't nothing get me out there. You know, I would have to go to Spain to be happy because I need heat and beaches. Like, that's my traveling. I don't hate the UK.
It's been like 90 degrees this week.
I hate 86, right?
But it's also 90 right here. So it's like,
right, stay there then with your shitty dollars.
You guys have the same seasons as us. You know what I mean? So it's like, not really a go-to. Now, Spain, that's a different thing. Like,
they have spring, summer, autumn, winter as well.
You guys have the nice beaches out there.
Hey, man, is this a goddamn boxing show or a fucking travel agency?
Well, what are we doing? We have to educate because so many of us don't choose to travel, like, you know.
Sorry, Mr. Basketball.
And this DAZN app is going to bring it to everyone all around the world, all countries, including Spain.
See what you did there.
Yo, shout out to all the protectors.
Yo, the more I read on this DAZN app, the more I think they're going to come up with a good product. They're gonna bring a good product, man.
And hopefully. Let's get out to these callers, man. 347-706. Who's this? Where are you calling from? 347-706.
Sound like the Hot Wheel dude.
Yo, and I don't have his name. I want his name. But all right. 347, yeah. Going once, twice, bye. 803-447. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from South Carolina.
Mike, what up?
Hey, here's my question. Hey, how you guys doing? Here's my question. All right, so if I buy a $20 app per month, so I'm paying about $240 a year, right? Do I have to watch this app on my tablet or my smartphone? Because I bought a 4K TV. 60 plus inches, and I want to watch AJ get knocked out on the TV.
Well, the official press release that I got today does say that it's smart TV capability. So if you have smart TV, you'll either be able to stream it from your phone to your TV or directly get it on your TV.
Yeah, and through your PlayStations, anything like that, apparently. Okay. As well.
Yeah.
And plus, bro, it's 2018. Right. There's no way that they're going to do an app like that you can't get on a smart TV.
Mr. Millennial loves
No, that's not true, bro. You can't download every app. No problem, brother. Thanks for calling. You can't download every app. Like, I got an Android TV. It's fairly new. And
I guess the new, top of the line, brand new ones, probably.
You can't just download an app. You're still restricted. It's still like...
You got to go to the App Store, and I'm pretty sure that DAZN will be part of the iOS App Store.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to come out with an iOS app, yeah.
And they got the money to do it.
Yep. All right, so we got one other caller. We're going out to the 419. I think it's JD, right?
Pride. No, it's Ron. What's up?
Who? Ron?
Ron. Oh, Ron G.
Damn, Ron. My bad. That's horrible.
You see that, Ron?
The mastermind.
The mastermind being played in the back of the line.
Yeah.
Ron, what up?
Secretly, unfortunately, I probably have to buy this app because I like boxing so much. I'll say that now. But I really think DAZN should link up with Golden Boy now because that Facebook stuff is so smart. It's really smart because it has the most people on social media, and it's free 99. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to build stars. See, Canelo actually beat AJ on Forbes. You know, everyone keeps saying AJ, but Canelo was 15, AJ was 25. So I think that he's trying to build.
No one is saying AJ over here
with the youngins.
Everyone knows that Canelo's the biggest star.
I'm talking about the community that's saying AJ. But
yeah, but you're talking about like the YouTube comment community, which is predominantly UK trolls.
Yeah. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm speaking to the people. You know what I'm saying? But I really think that he should link up with Oscar because he's really trying to build stars with the youth. And when you see the youth want to buy pay-per-view after they take them off Facebook,
but Ron,
like Ryan Garcia goes on pay-per-view.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I was about to interrupt you, but now you're saying like after they get popular on Facebook, then DAZN plays them on the app.
And I do believe that Ryan Garcia should be the flagship person of that Facebook movement.
Well, he's definitely
because he has a big social media following, exactly, and also he's personable and he's charismatic.
Polarizing figure right now.
One last fact before I go: the Facebook advertisement is cheap right now. Social media, all the TV media and like the commercial TV is expensive. When you look on Facebook advertisement, it's like $7 to get to 1,000 impressions. So the amount of money they will invest in Facebook to sponsor it. And people can share it and share the actual fight is going to be really crazy. I actually think the Facebook thing is genius. I actually am not going to hate on Oscar for that.
I think DAZN needs to kind of jump ship and invest more. Not like how Showtime does it. Showtime does it really bad, but they don't really make that the main priority. I think DAZN needs to link up with some Golden Boy fighters, man. That's the key right there. But that's it. Good show. Well, great job, Mike. You're killing it. All right.
I mean, there are rumors of a couple of, you know, Golden Boy kind of signers like Rosado and things like that. Who knows if they're talking, but we got to see what Oscar does. You know, just having a platform, we've seen that just having a platform doesn't do it. You got to know what to do with that platform. You got to put on good fights. You know, PBC failed. Top Rank failed on different networks. Top Rank had, what was that shit Top Rank had when PBC first started? It was like a purple logo. It was part of HBO. Come on, guys. Jesus.
You lost me.
Jesse Magdaleno fought on it.
First fight. Definitely lost me, man.
Oh, God. Anyway. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts. I'm optimistic. I wish Eddie the best, and I'm waiting for the check. You know, I think that the TBV crew would do well as in-studio commentators, you know, a little step up.
Especially, you know, the Fine Talking UK correspondent, co-host.
Of course. Eddie, the whole show, bro.
But, yeah, you can follow me, UK Rob TBV, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, I just think there's a lot of, I don't know whether it's just hate as it's because it's Eddie Hearn and, you know, recent events. He's not particularly the most popular guy over there. But yeah, get behind it. There's a lot of money floating around for the sport. Young fighters are going to get a lot of opportunities on the, they'll be, you know, put out 5 or 6 times a year, get a lot of exposure. So hopefully a lot of you can buy it, watch the boxing. But yeah, see what happens.
And I am your coach. Go ahead, Doomsie. I'm sorry.
I thought that was me echoing. Nah, go ahead, brother.
I am your co-host, Michael Gross. You can follow me on Instagram at Gross1911. And I do believe that streaming will be the way of the future. And I think we as boxing fans need to get on board and support this movement and show the fighters that we truly care about the sport.
And I am Alex_Doomsday_Linus on IG. You can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linus, and on Twitter, Alex Linus TBV. And, you know, the more I've read into the DAZN and the way it's coming about and what's going on and the more information that you fill yourself with, I'm for it, man. You know, I really want this to happen. All the major promotions are moving forward with these streaming services. And boxing has always been in the forefront of broadcasting. You know, we're talking about from the times of Jack Dempsey. And I think that this is going to garner a lot more attention to each individual lap. And, yeah, let's stop hating on Eddie. He got the billion. Ness, he really got that billion. And the Bellator, you know, is a whole nother 9-figure deal. So
let's just smoke.
So let's get this going. Eddie, you're doing your thing. I ain't hating. I want to know how much the stream's going to cost me, and I want to know if all of you promoters are going to play nice and give us what we want.
No, they're not. Shout out to Legendary Boxer. See, I this is why I gave this guy a shot. Look, he said it was on True Sports TV. He's such a diehard, but he's so biased.
Yeah.
He's legendary, but he's legendary. Yeah.
But, yo, he's so knowledgeable, bro.
Hey, man, I love his passion and stuff, man. But he is he comes 180 miles an hour full throttle, nonstop though.
Full throttle, bro. And like he just, you know, he can't let go. But it's all good. It is what it is.
We'll see. That thumbs up, people.
Yo, this one definitely went longer. I thought this was a report show. This should end up being a show.
Show. This is like fucking 12:30 here, man.
For real.
That's how it goes when you're having good conversation.
It is.
That's it. If only people would appreciate him, hit that thumbs up. You know what I mean?
Oh, little thumbs up goes a long way.
Listen, I got a fever, and the only remedy for this fever is more thumbs up.
He said the legend is always on top of things.
Do y'all want to do me to die?
Yeah, come on, man.
Hit that thumbs up.
Sick all weekend.
Peace.